This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. There was an apparent attack on Friday by Israeli settlers in the West Bank on a Gaza-bound truck. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Israeli military says dozens of Israeli protesters have attacked a truck in the occupied West Bank, beating its driver and setting it on fire in an apparent attempt to prevent resources from reaching Gaza. The military adds soldiers had arrived at the scene and tried to separate the attackers from the driver, adding the protesters then attacked the soldiers, lightly wounding two officers and a soldier. According to Israeli media, the truck was carrying ordinary commercial goods, not aid for Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill that would force President Joe Biden to send weapons to Israel on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has the details.
The move is seen as a rebuke to Biden for delaying bomb shipments as he urges Israel to do more to protect civilians during its war with Hamas. The House approved the Israel Security Assistance Support Act largely along party lines. Some 16 Democrats joined most Republicans voting yes. Republicans accused Biden of turning his back on Israel after facing widespread pro-Palestinian protests. The act is not expected to become law, but its passage underscored the deep U.S. election year divide over Israel policy.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow's offensive on Ukraine's Kharkiv aims to create a buffer zone, but that there are no plans to capture the city. Putin has said in China that Moscow has launched attacks in the Kharkiv region in response to the Ukrainian shelling of Russia's Belgorod region. Russian authorities say a massive Ukrainian drone attack on Crimea has caused power cutoffs in the city of Sevastopol and set a refinery ablaze in southern Russia. This is VOA News.